Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And our forecast today brought to you by Online Trading Academy. Let's head over to Blois Olson and find out what happened in the primaries last night here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Blois, how in the heck are you this morning?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
I just wanted to ask you about the party machine and the primary. How did they show up yesterday?
Well, you know, the DFL had a higher turnout in their primaries than the Republicans did, but both parties essentially ran the table with their endorsed candidates. From Congressional District 5, where Ilhan Omar decisively beat Anton Melton Mewkes, to Congressional District 7, where Michelle Fischbach decisively won over Dave Hughes. But then you start to look at the legislative races, and in basically every race, the endorsed candidate beat the non-endorsed candidate in these legislative primaries. And then on the DFL side in particular, wherever there was a woman candidate running against a male candidate, that woman candidate won, including a little bit of an upset in St. Paul, where Athena Collins defeated longtime Representative John Lesh in the DFL primary over there. Lesh was the endorsed candidate in that race, so that's the one outlier where the endorsed candidate lost, but he lost to a woman who ran to his left. And so they're really, the party machine ran very far left on the Democratic side, and ran very far right on the Republican side, and that meant that those candidates got through for those primary voters.
And, Blois, we're hoping to have Athena on later this morning on the show as well, I might mention. Is it a surprise that Senator Hayden lost out in District 60?
Well, again, he lost to Omar Fetteh. Senator Hayden was not the endorsed candidate, and similarly up in Duluth, Senator Eric Simonson was not the endorsed candidate, and he was challenged by Jen McEwen, who also defeated him. So that's where I'm saying these endorsed candidates won in most of these races, all but one by my count.
Is there any chance in these races that someone, despite not getting endorsement, would still run?
These races will determine, especially in these heavily Democratic districts, these are the likely new state representatives and state senators. I think you look at Senate District 60, for instance, where Jeff Hayden is in the heart of South Minneapolis, where a lot of the civil unrest and the destruction has been. That means Omar Fetteh is, by all means, the next senator, just like Ilhan Omar likely isn't going to be defeated in the general election either. But that's where Democrats run up vote totals on Republicans statewide. They've had this machine. It goes back to the Keith Ellison being the congressman in Minneapolis, and it shows. And just to put it in perspective, some of those Minneapolis votes have, 50%, 80% more voters in a primary than some of the suburban districts out in like Golden Valley, St. Louis Park, Hopkins area.
You know, there was a time, two administrations ago, we saw the Republican Party kind of have two different parties almost. As you know, one was very conservative, the other not as conservative. And now, are we seeing that same thing in the DFL, a further shift left of some of the party?
We are. And if you start to look at last night's results with an eye on 2021, where all 13 members of the Minneapolis City Council are on the ballot, as is the mayor, you start to see a very different DFL than even, you know, 2 to 4 to 6 years ago. It is basically the Bernie Sanders wing versus the Joe Biden wing. And in Minneapolis, where Sanders did win the primary, you have that. And you're starting to see this pull into the suburbs. So candidates in the suburbs used to have a little more moderate view. That's less and less the case within the DFL. And, you know, I think there's a good chance that if you push this out even to 2022, I know listeners are saying, boys, can we just get through 2020? But Tim Walz could have a challenge from the left if he chooses to run again, because that's just how liberal the DFL has started to go.
Let me ask you about the mechanics of the vote yesterday. Did all the results come in and did everything go smoothly?
Yeah, I think they really did. I was up late watching, and there were a few places where not all of them came in, but then they all came in overnight from what I could see. So it does appear that all the votes got counted. They did give themselves that leeway if they needed extra days to count. But turnout at the polls was not as high. This was much more a traditional primary turnout, even though that all those requested mail-in ballots created kind of this anticipation that we were going to have huge primary turnout. I haven't looked at the total numbers yet, but overall, it looks like turnout is much more aligned with a normal primary in most cases, except for where you had competitive races, then it was probably a little higher.
Secretary of State said yesterday he was kind of preparing, using this, watching it to see how we would do in the November election. So this bodes well then, doesn't it, for November, basically? I mean, I'm talking about the mechanics of everything.
Yeah, I think the mechanics worked well. I think they got a good trial run at in-person voting with everybody got to keep their pen. They sanitized the machines. They had social distancing. I think that's a good trial run. But I would say that turnout in November will be, you know, probably triple what it was yesterday. And so I think they're going to have to figure out how to deal with any lines, make sure that they have enough volunteers. They had 30,000 volunteers yesterday. They probably need a few more for November. So, yeah, but it was a very good trial run. And like I've said, and we've talked about before, Minnesota has very well-run elections. It's done by volunteers and poll workers who are paid. They're Republicans, they're Democrats, they're independents, and I think Minnesotans have a lot of confidence in our system here.
Blois, we got to run here. I might push business back to after the news, but I did want to quickly ask you, just briefly in our last couple seconds here, the poll, I saw that Emerson College poll for Minnesota on the presidential election, but now, after you mentioned all these women won yesterday, will that be affected differently when they take the poll now, knowing that Kamala Harris is his running mate?
It could. That's the tightest we've seen a poll in Minnesota, so we'll just have to wait and see for the next one.
All right, Blois, so how do I get your email?
WCCORadio.com/morningtake. There's a link to subscribe right there. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Blois. And as I mentioned, we will have business after the news here on WCCO. Steve does have the news. That's coming up in 2 minutes as the morning news continues on this Wednesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.